continue with a meditation on shared joy specifically. And here we're just going to try on the traditional meditation practice that is customarily used for the divine abode of shared joy. So the Tibetan Book of the Dead, the Total Bardo, it's called, urges us to just embody the natural nobility of our birthright. It says, "Oh, nobly born, oh, you of glorious origins, remember who you truly are." So as we practice, we're invited to take our seat with the dignity of soul that is our birthright. So once again, you know, find that comfortable seated position, the spine relaxed yet upright. And perhaps feeling the weight of the body meeting the chair and how your feet are supported by the earth. And if you're reclining, just feeling the weight and solidity of the surface that's supporting you. And then closing the eyes, or just lowering them downward considerably. And releasing any tension that may have gathered again in the jaw and the face and the neck, the shoulders, the hands, wherever it may be. And maybe that soft half smile of the Buddha on your lips. And breathing gently and naturally as you settle and as you deepen. So now I invite you to bring to mind someone in your life, whether it's a family member, a friend, teacher, or even a pet, who it's easy to care for and appreciate. And as you bring this being to mind, see if you can picture them being happy. You might know a time recently that they experienced joy. Or you might wish to imagine them as a joyful child laughing and playing. And begin by offering them praises of shared joy. May you be joyful. May the causes for your joy, happiness, and well-being grow strong. May you know great gladness, delight, and contentment always. May your happiness and good fortune increase with each passing year. May you be joyful. May the causes for your joy, happiness, and well-being grow strong. May you know great gladness, delight, and contentment always. May your happiness and good fortune increase with each passing year. And now, bringing to mind that neutral person you don't know well, but was kind of a regular part of your circuit, right? The neighbor, the shopkeeper, barista, and seeing them in your mind's eye, extend your wishes for shared joy to them. May you be joyful. May the causes for your joy, happiness, and well-being grow strong. May you know great gladness, delight, and contentment always. May your happiness and good fortune increase with each passing year. May you be joyful. May the causes for your joy, happiness, and well-being grow strong. May you know great gladness, delight, and contentment always. May your happiness and good fortune increase with each passing year. And now bringing to mind that person it's challenging to wish joy to, you know, it doesn't have to be your worst enemy, but one where there's tension or conflict. And perhaps you might wish to imagine them too as a young child, running and playing and laughing in that joyful way that children do as you offer wishes for mudita to them. May you be joyful. May the causes for your joy, happiness, and well-being grow strong. May you know great gladness, delight, and contentment always. May your happiness and good fortune increase with each passing year. And if you don't feel sincere wishes for the joy of this person, that's okay. And you have the option of offering always, "It is my intention to extend wishes for joy and happiness to you when I'm ready to do so." And know that still through your practice, you're cultivating the conditions that lead to an ever more joyful and open heart. May you be joyful. May the causes for your joy, happiness, and well-being grow strong. May you know great gladness, delight, and contentment always. May your happiness and good fortune increase with each passing year. And now extending wishes for gladness and joy to yourself. Maybe breathing into the area of the heart, and if you would like, perhaps placing your hand upon your heart and notice how that feels and whether it might bring up some tenderness for yourself or comfort. May I be joyful. May the causes for my joy, happiness, and well-being grow strong. May I know great gladness, delight, and contentment always. May my happiness and good fortune increase with each passing year. May I be joyful. May the causes for my joy, happiness, and well-being grow strong. May I know great gladness, delight, and contentment always. May my happiness and good fortune increase with each passing year. And now perhaps just kind of becoming aware of what's there in your body, your mind, your heart, perhaps seeing if you can locate a feeling or sensation of joy. And if so, where do you notice this? It might be in your heart, or the area around your heart, or your face, or maybe all over. Just being with what's there as you extend wishes for ever increasing happiness and joy to all beings. May all beings be joyful. May the causes for joy, happiness, and well-being grow strong for all beings. May all beings know great gladness, delight, and contentment always. May the happiness and good fortune of all beings increase with each passing year. Young and old, middle and near and far, human and non-human, walking and crawling and swimming and flying and creeping, all beings. May all beings be joyful. May the causes for joy, happiness, and well-being grow strong for all beings. May all beings know great gladness, delight, and contentment always. May the happiness and good fortune of all beings increase with each passing year. So just breathing softly and sitting in silence for some moments now. And knowing that you can return to this practice or any of the Brahmavihara practices whenever you wish, and with mudita to experience the abundant and the loving spirit of shared joy. And to close, offering a poem by Wendell Berry, The Wild Rose. Sometimes hidden from me in daily custom and in trust, so that I live by you unaware as by the beating of my heart. Suddenly you flare in my sight, a wild rose blooming at the edge of thicket, grace and light, where yesterday was only shade. And once more, I am blessed, choosing again what I chose before. Thank you for your practice.